What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. You know I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And today is February 3rd, 2019, and it is currently 5:52 p.m. It's Sunday, so y'all know what that means. Time for some Sunday motivation. Today, man, I just want to talk about some shit that I was thinking about earlier today. Now, we all have things that we love deep down in our hearts, right? Whether that be basketball for me, whether that be soccer for others, whether that be football for others, or anything like that. But let me ask y'all a question, though. Would you still love that thing when adversity strikes? Would you still love that thing when it makes you question whether or not that you want to continue loving it? Or do you give up and try something else? At what point will you get so that thing that you so-called love starts to make you love it less and it starts to look like a chore to you? There's been so many times that I've seen people say that, oh, they're about this. And they're standing for that thing, but then once shit hits the fan, they give up, they quit, and like, nah, this ain't for me. I gotta try something else. When shit hits the fan, are you still a fan? That's the same thing as stand for something or fall for anything. Like, for instance, I'm just gonna give y'all like a method that I learned from Smart Circle. Shout out to Smart Circle. So I'm going to give you an example. We have gumball machine A. It has 10 gumballs in it. And we have gumball machine B. And it also has 10 gumballs in it. There's 4 great gumballs in gumball machine A. And there's 4 in gumball machine B. And there's 6 of other different flavors. And you only have 10 coins. Now, are you going to go and choose... Are you going to go and put 4 quarters in gumball machine A, and you don't get that grape flavored gumball that you want, or are you just gonna like put all your money in that one? Now, me, usually I'll put it all in like just the gumball machine A, because my chances are gonna be more likely that, oh, I've already started putting the work in on this one, let me see it through. Rather than I go 4 deep and I'm like, oh man, I'm not gonna get a freaking purple one in here. Let me switch it up and go to a different one. It's the same concept. You could put that in real life situations, but the same concept of standing for something or falling for anything. Dream chasing, man. If I told y'all how long I've been hooping, well, I've been hooping since I was 13, and it's been a dream of mine ever since I was like 17, when I actually had a chance to go play, when I had offers for me to go play in college. And shit, I mean, I made some decisions in my life that I'm not so proud of, but shit happens, and I wasn't able to get into it. But that doesn't mean that I'm still giving up that dream. I still have that dream, and that dream is getting... Each and every day that I live, and each and every day I work harder for it, like, that dream becomes more of a reality more and more to me. And yeah, there have been times that I've thought about quitting basketball. Shit, there's been times that I did quit basketball, and I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna play for fun. But you gotta stand for something or fall for anything, man. Like, I stand behind my decision to play basketball, and I'm gonna stick through it. I ain't gonna fold, man. And hey, if I never make a pro, which I highly doubt I won't, but it is what it is. But I got that determination. I got the work ethic, I got the understanding of it all too, so it won't make sense if I don't do it, unless obviously I don't put the work in, you know? Now let's bring it down to a love level. When you bring it down to like loving your companion, like, what's the final straw to you for you not to stay in a relationship or stay with your wife or husband? Like, what's the final straw to you? Because for me, honestly, the final straw, if I had to give one, is loyalty. Like, if you're not loyal to me, that's the final straw. You could take that however you want. My partner knows what's good, but Loyalty. Loyalty above anything. Loyalty above royalty. You loyal to me, then no matter what you do, I'm going to stay with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it should be. Like, there are draws, there are lines that you could draw, but you got to bring that up to your partner as soon as y'all get together, because communication is key. But nowadays, it's so crazy that we get into a simple argument with our significant other about some shit, and then we're just like, nah, we're gonna call it quits. Like, you gotta stand for something in order for you to like be successful in a relationship. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, man. Firm believer. And there's even times like when we get into these arguments with our loved ones, and then we're like, oh, can I go find someone else? Or is this person worth it? Is this person all the headache I am? Do I deserve this type of behavior? And I mean, honestly, if you honestly think that you don't deserve a certain type of behavior from your partner, you gotta let them know. And if they ain't willing to change, then check up the deuces. Because honestly, that's how it should be. You know what I'm saying? Even in the community, man, I'll give you guys an example when it comes to the community. Like, stand for something or fall for anything. I'll give y'all the example of what's going down in freaking Flint, Michigan. Y'all still know that water crisis is still going on, full effect. And there are people that might love that city, but just because that water is polluted, they move out of that city. Like, don't y'all think that's what the motive is for y'all to get pushed out of the city so that shit could change? Because I honestly feel like that might be one of the motives that's going on, but what do I know? But for those who stay there and for those who are fighting the fight, I really salute to y'all, man, because that shit is just, man. It's been like 5+ years since Flint, Michigan. Yeah, like five years. It's been 5 years since, not officially, but around 5 years since Flint, Michigan was reported that they had contaminated water levels, and they still got contaminated water levels. And I don't know what the fuck going on, but the media is trying to portray that shit as, oh, it's all cleared up now. No, it's not, but different talk for a different day. But for those that are staying there and they're actually fighting against that shit, and for those that are still like provide water, provide things that they need out there, I salute to y'all, because that's just an example of if you stand for something, you fall for anything. I mean, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. When you put it in the community standpoint. Or let's talk about an equality standpoint. Let's say that you fighting for equality, for, let's just say that, oh, women don't get paid as much as men do. And let's say that you've been fighting that fight for so long, and then you're starting to see progress, but then some nigga comes up to you and he's like, yo, I'll give you this much amount of money if you just stop doing what you're doing. If you take that money, then you just fell for anything. But if you say, nah, I ain't gonna take that money, I believe in the cause that I stand, you're standing up for something. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. But yeah, man, it's funny. It's funny how, although although this is all just talking, there's few people who will say, yeah, I do stand for something, but they really don't. Because at the end of the day, action speaks louder than words, and everybody knows it's facts. It's just, who are the ones that want to actually admit it? That's the question. But anyways, y'all, that's all I had to say. So, like I said, man, I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all that really do come up in here and listen to our podcast, because it really does mean a lot to me. Y'all, you taking time out of your day and taking a listen, like, I really do appreciate it. But if y'all could do me a favor, I'd really appreciate it, because I want to start, you know, I want to start getting my name out there. I want to start, like, flexing on these niggas. Nah, I'm joking. Not really flexing. You know, y'all know I'm humble as fuck. But if y'all could go ahead and, like, tag your friends in my podcast, or show your friends this podcast that you listen to, like, oh, you guys should listen to The Nigga Room. This, like, dude is pretty funny. He talks about real shit. And, you know, I mean, if y'all could do that, I would really appreciate it. No type of cap. And that's about it for me. So thank you for entering back into The Nigga Room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all, like I said. And this is your boy, AB. We out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.